Mental illness, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. A mental illness is a disorder of the brain that results in a disruption in a person's thinking, feeling, moods, and ability to relate to others. Mental illness is distinct from the legal concepts of sanity and insanity. Mental health, mental hygiene, behavioral health, and mental wellness are all terms used to describe the state or absence of mental illness. Most psychologists attribute mental illness to organic, neurochemical causes that can be treated with psychiatric medications, psychotherapy, lifestyle adjustments, and other supportive measures. However, many of the causes of mental illness are still unknown. The battle between nature and nurture goes on, as it has for years. Neuroscience and genetics are still unable to fully explain the effects of genetic inheritance and developmental environment. Advocacy organizations have been trying to change the common perception of psychiatric disorders, which are frequently seen as signs of personal weakness and something to be ashamed of. Advocacy organizations instead liken psychiatric disorders to physical diseases, like the measles. Prevalence and diagnosis. According to the 2003 report of the U.S. President's New Freedom Commission on Mental Health, major mental illness, including clinical depression, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, and obsessive-compulsive disorder, when compared with all other diseases such as cancer or heart disease, is the most common cause of disability in the United States. According to the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill, NAMI, an American advocacy organization which accepts funding from the pharmaceutical industry, 23% of North American adults will suffer from a clinically diagnosable mental illness in a given year. But less than half of them will suffer symptoms severe enough to disrupt their daily functioning. Approximately 9 to 13% of children under the age of 18 experience serious emotional disturbances with substantial functioning impairment. 5 to 9% have serious emotional disturbances with extreme functional impairment due to a mental illness. Many of these young people will recover from their illnesses before reaching adulthood and go on to lead normal lives uncomplicated by illness. At the start of the 20th century, there were only a dozen recognized mental illnesses. By 1952, there were 192. And the Diagnostic Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 4th edition, today, lists 374. Depending on perspective, this could be seen as the result of one or more of more effective diagnosis and better characterization of mental illness due to over a century of research in a new field of science and academia. A highly increased incidence of mental illness due to some causative agent, such as diet or the ever-increasing stress of everyday life. An over-medicalization of human thought processes, and an increasing tendency on the part of mental health experts to label individual quirks and foibles as illness. Increasing politicalization of the DSM, perhaps due in part to the Peter Principle, which may allow decision makers with more discriminating, compartmentalizing thought processes to dominate the higher ranks of the medical establishment. Controversy over its nature. The subject of mental illness is profoundly controversial. For example, homosexuality was once considered such an illness, see the DSM-2. And this perception varies with cultural bias and theory of conduct. Neurochemical studies have proven that there are systemic lacks of certain neurotransmitters in the brain of certain individuals. Also, some structural differences between brains of people with behavioral differences can be detected in brain scans. Some mental illnesses tend to run in families, and there have been strongly suggestive but not conclusive links between certain genes in particular mental disorders. Routine tests for these conditions are, however, not generally required for prescription of drugs and are not always employed in law either. It is not clear whether the differences in brain chemistry are the cause or the result of mental disorders. Traumatic life experiences may exceed an individual's coping ability and result in lasting changes in brain chemistry. Patterns of learned behavior can also alter the brain chemistry, for better or for worse. Cognitive behavior therapy focuses on changing patterns of thinking through learning, which may ultimately restore so-termed healthy brain chemistry. Drug therapies for several mental illnesses, such as bipolar disorder and clinical depression, which are consistent with biochemical models, have been remarkably effective, and there are reports of increasingly effective treatments for schizophrenia. Some argue that drugs merely mask the symptoms of mental suffering by physically crippling the brain's emotional response system. Studies have shown that many patients' symptoms return once drug treatment is ceased. Others reply that many physical conditions, such as diabetes, must also be controlled with use of medication for an indefinite period of time. It is important to note that the existence of mental illness and the legitimacy of the psychiatric profession are not universally accepted. Some professionals, notably Dr. Thomas Szasz, professor emeritus of psychiatry at Syracuse, are profoundly opposed to the practice of labeling mental illness as such. The anti-psychiatry movement often refers to what it considers to be the myth of mental illness and argues against a biological origin for mental disorders. Horrell suggests that all human experience has a biological origin, and so no pattern of behavior can be classified as an illness per se. Other arguments against psychiatry include controversial treatments, such as electroconvulsive therapy, or the practice of placing patients in a mental institution with other mentally ill people. This does much to increase the emotional stress levels of the patient by influence of the other patients, causing the mental illness to worsen. See the topics anti-psychiatry and causes of mental illness for a fuller treatment of these topics. Categorization. In the United States, mental illnesses have been categorized into groups according to their common symptoms in the Diagnostic Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, compiled by the American Psychiatric Association. There are 13 different categories, some containing a myriad of illnesses and others only a few. Many organizations do not view mental retardation as a mental illness. The Mental Health Association of Southeastern Pennsylvania states, quote, "Mental illness and mental retardation are not the same thing. People are born with mental retardation, a condition characterized by below-average intelligence throughout one's life. Mental illness, however, can affect anyone at any time. In fact, certain mental illnesses are more common among people with high intelligence and creativity." End quote. Symptoms. In addition to the categorized illnesses, there are many well-defined symptoms of mental illness, such as paranoia, that are not regarded as illnesses in themselves, but only as indicators of one of the illnesses belonging to the classes listed above. Crime is not a symptom of mental illness. However, movies often portray murderers as being mentally ill. This makes villains more emotional, interesting, and dramatic. In truth, mentally disturbed people commit fewer crimes than the elderly. Treatment. Strictly speaking, there is no cure for mental illness. Many conditions, like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and depression, can be treated with medication. The function of the psychiatrist is in administering, monitoring, and managing the prescription of these medications and their effects on the patient. Loosely speaking, there is a cure for some mental conditions in the same sense that there's a cure for cancer. That is, if a person has a mental illness, it can be treated until the symptoms disappear. The chances of the symptoms recurring will be affected by the number of episodes the patient has had in the past, the effectiveness of the treatment, as well as external factors. If the patient's symptoms never recur, he is said to be, quote, cured. If they recur, it's the same concept as a cancer patient coming out of remission, i.e., the patient never was cured in the first place. Since mental illness is at its base behavioral illness, most mentally ill patients also benefit from psychotherapy, either from a psychiatrist or some other qualified clinician like a social worker or psychologist. The most basic treatment involves identifying maladaptive, self-destructive, or inappropriate behaviors and finding ways with the patient of coping with, eliminating, or altering those behaviors to promote overall mental health. Often individuals with serious mental illness will engage in several different treatment modalities, all with specific goals. For example, a patient with chronic schizophrenia may be involved in treatment with a psychiatrist for medication, and he or she may also be engaged in psychotherapy to help manage their lifelong condition, as well as being engaged in case management, sometimes referred to as service coordination, or a day treatment or vocational program to help move them towards a more productive and independent role in the community. Motion pictures. Many motion pictures portray mental illness in inaccurate ways, leading to misunderstanding and heightened stigma. Some movies, however, are lauded for dispelling stereotypes and providing insight into mental illness. In a study by George Gerbner, it was determined that 5% of normal television characters are murderers, while 20% of mentally ill characters are murderers. 40% of normal characters are violent, while 70% of mentally ill characters are violent. Contrary to what is portrayed in film and television, Henry Stedman and his colleagues found that overall, former mental health patients did not have a higher rate of violence than their control group of people who were not formal mental health patients. In both groups, however, substance abuse was linked to a higher rate of violence. The sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.